The average per square foot price of a Toronto condo has officially dropped below $800 per square foot, as evident from this chart. Now, let me explain what this chart actually shows you. This chart is showing per square foot prices from 2000 to 2024, alongside the number of sales as well, as indicated by those gray bars. From late 2021 to mid-2022, the all-time highs of the Toronto condo market, as previously discussed on this page, we see a noticeable spike to an average of $1,050 per square foot across all condos in the city of Toronto, no matter the age. And after mid-2023, with some minor fluctuations, we see the prices per square foot on an average basis just decline, where things really sped up in 2024 to the point now that once again, it's below $800 per square foot. Now, is this really a condo crash per se? Well, let me answer this in a couple of ways. First and foremost, this does not account for a lot of losses seen in the assignment sector, off-market sales, for lack of a better word, where the biggest losses are. Secondly, the average per square foot prices are undoubtedly down, but the fact of the matter is that good and great buildings are actually holding up much better. What's really dragging down these average per square foot prices are cookie cutter box-like units that are dime a dozen, investor friendly, that are oversupplied within the downtown core and in some cases midtown core, or on the other side of the spectrum, really large, really spacious, in some cases quite fantastically functional units in really good buildings that are just far too old and the maintenance per square foot is far too high. And those are also seeing the impact, because so it's truly, in my experience on the ground representing buyers and sellers on a daily basis, the really cookie cutter condos and the really old, more depreciated ones that are kind of dragging the averages down. The middle class, you know, 3 to 8 year units, even new units that are in good, decent building, functional layouts, they're performing well. They are still down, but they're not down as substantially as this graph would indicate. Hopefully that answers if this is a condo crash or not, and hopefully you found this video informative. And if you did, follow me for more for everything on the Toronto real estate market, or for any buying, selling, or leasing inquiries, you already know what to do, get in touch with me. My contact information is in the description. It's easier than ever to book a call.